This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Yesterday, we had a chance to meet two of the five women who have been recognized as Aware's 2022 Women of Distinction. Dr. Bridget Weiss was among them, and we have two more for you to meet today, Kitty Eddy and Maria Lovischuk, who is here with us today, who are here with us today. And we also have the executive director of Aware, Mandy Cole. And Mandy, let's begin with you because we have five women that are going to be recognized this Saturday night at Centennial Hall in a gala to honor them and raise awareness about Aware's mission, which is to help victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. But maybe we could start off, Mandy, by you telling us a little bit why really this is more than just a fundraiser and perhaps maybe more of an opportunity for us to learn.
Thank you, Rhonda. You know, in the past, this is the 25th annual Women of Distinction Gala, and we have really, at Aware, we have used this to raise some funds for our programming over the years, and it's been very successful. But I have to tell you, with the board of directors this year, when we were talking about trying to bring Women of Distinction back after taking a year off due to COVID, we really talked about how, you know, this year is not about fundraising, really. This year is about celebrating after a couple of really difficult years in this community and in many communities around the nation. And just the way that the women in our lives have held us up and have, you know, taking care of us, not just us meaning survivors or folks at Aware, but our communities have been uplifted even in these really tough times, these messy, scary times. And so we really decided, you know, my board of directors and our staff decided that we wanted this Women of Distinction Gala to be just a pure time for celebration and for holding these accomplishments for inspiration for the rest of us, right? We need some inspiration after a couple of tough years of pandemic and war and all kinds of things. Things that are kind of breaking us down, like what really puts us back together is sharing inspiration, sharing celebration, seeing each other's beautiful faces. Like all of those things seem really important after a couple of years of isolation.
Absolutely. And from what I understand that, you know, this doesn't run like a fundraiser, even though the focus this year isn't on fundraising per se, but it's kind of more of a chance to hear inspiring stories, which we all love and we all crave to hear, I think. But maybe you could tell us about the process of selecting these women.
Sure. At Aware, we have the very delightful duty of collecting nominations from the community. So for those folks in our community, usually around the fall, we open up nominations for Women of Distinction and loved ones and friends. And I mean, even over the years, sometimes frenemies have sent in nominations. I laugh because Maria Lovischuk is here with us and she has not forgiven me for choosing her as a Woman of Distinction yet.
What a thing to make a frenemy of by choosing them for an honor. But if you know Maria, who is modest and kind of more interested in the work than the spotlight, it's understandable. As many of the women, you know, on that long list of women who have been selected over 25 years. Well, these are good things to know. But before we talk with Maria and Kitty, who we have with us today, and we're hoping that we'll someday get to talk to her sister, Nancy, who was also nominated, but she wasn't available today. Can you recap this year's nominees of the list? Give it to us.
Sure. We have Bunty Reed, Maria Lovischuk, Nancy Douglas, and Kitty Eddy, our first ever sister pair of Women of Distinction, and Dr. Bridget Weiss.
Quite a list. So anyway, without further ado, I want to go to Kitty and Maria. So Kitty, you recently retired from the Juneau School District, and then also your sister is the other co-honoree, has been a cultural educator, and too bad she's not here with us today, but maybe you can tell us a little bit about her as well as yourself. So maybe tell us a little of your story that give us a preview for this Saturday night.
Well, thank you, Rhonda, for allowing us to join you for Juno Afternoon. And I just have to say that I'm honored to be recognized by AWARE as a woman of distinction for my work in the area of youth. And my commitment to our youth began many years ago. And I am a retired teacher from the Juno School District. And I worked for 31 years as a classroom teacher. But in 2000, I was honored to work with my sister, Nancy, and we co-founded the Tlingit Culture, Language, and Literacy Program that is housed at Harborview School. And I think for us, we worked together for many years to provide services to our kids in terms of a classroom. And we worked together to weave culture through our materials and work tirelessly to improve the education of Native children in our school district. And we feel that it has had a lasting positive impact on our district in that it was the first time in 2000 where a classroom that we set up was ever done that incorporated our language and our culture and our values. So together we did that, and we've worked on many other projects together. And she is now retired, and she worked in the Juno School District too and retired recently. And she now co-founded a woman's business with, and her partner is also a retired district teacher called the Tides Education Associate. So we definitely have been involved with education of our children and all children in the district. So I'm just proud to be a part of what's happening right now. Thank you.
Gunash Cheesh, and perhaps maybe you could take time out to introduce yourself in your language and cultural traditions.
I would love to do that. let's see. Yake Iksatini, Gunakish Ha'iadi, Kukawatsi, Yukhatuasa, Yanyedi Ayakhat, Nishka Ayakhat.
Gunashish and Yake for receiving this honor. You know, I have to just ask you, Kitty, you know, when you were doing something like that back in the day, that was so revolutionary. What sparked you and your sister to integrate culture into the lessons for children at Harborview?
I think that for me, I had been a classroom teacher for many, many years before we started the program. And throughout that time, you realized we're not very many Native teachers when I started, that I was probably the second Native teacher in our district. And you realized that you as a teacher didn't have one to connect to. So you realize then that our kids did not and our parents did not. So throughout my career, I really worked hard to incorporate culture and language with what little language I knew at that time into my classroom. And my mom and dad came often, and our mom would make soap berries with my kids, and we'd see that and have that experience in our classroom. So even when I began, you know, during that time, it was not something that happened in classrooms. And I think for us, we saw the need and the importance of having children in our district have a classroom where they felt they belonged, and you had experiences that they could relate to, and you could relate to the family. So it was definitely the very first room in our district that incorporated culture and language. So you realize now, as you reflect, and I think over the course of the last few months, I've done a lot of reflection, having had this honor bestowed upon me, as to why one would be honored to be a part of it. So I think for us, the Nance and both of us, that we really realized that our kids, that you not only impacted your classroom of 20, but you also impacted a school. and you were able to bring that wealth into a class, into the school through in-services and through just that ability to share. So it has been an incredible experience being a part of that first classroom and seeing it still going today, 22 years later. So it is very impressive.
It must be great to maybe even see a couple of generations of children who, you know, didn't have the advantage of having their parents go through that, and then the next generation. Are you seeing some of that success?
You know, it's something that I really try to keep connected to lots of the kids that I have through the program, but there are right now two students that did go through kindergarten through fifth grade in the classrooms with CCLL that are now working in the program, one doing her student teaching in the program and one teaching language. So with that, you really do have hope and know that it's going to continue. So it is exciting, and it's just really fun to keep track of kids and trying to figure out where they're at and what they're doing and how you can, and that, you know, with those few that are actually in the program working today, that you feel like you had that, you helped them because you inspired them, that it was something they saw as important too.
Well, you know, that seems to be the thread between the women of distinction, as they saw a need and they decided to do something about it. And of course, one of our other women of distinction, Maria Lovischuk, is here with us. And of course, I've known you for years, Maria, for your work at the Glory Hall, which was downtown and now has a beautiful new facility. Congratulations. But, you know, Maria, I know that you work hard and do so many good things in our community, but I really don't know that much about you. What's your story?
Well, thanks for having me here, Rhonda, and it is such an amazing honor. And my story, I think, is, you know, pretty simple. My parents moved to the United States from Russia in 94, right after Soviet Union broke up, and they moved to Connecticut, which is not my favorite state at all. Even though, like my friend Emily Ferry says, who's also from Connecticut, it has a lot of rivers. I actually did not know that until she told me this when I was living in Juneau. And I only came up here just for a little bit to Alaska. And then I just, you know, really fell in love with the Juneau area, like both the community and the place that it is, and stayed.
You know, it seems like you've been here forever. But, you know, what is it that inspired you to stay with this mission of working with people in need of shelter? Because, you know, that is such an up and down thing. You go through trials and tribulations trying to help people help themselves. But what was it that made you stay with it?
You know, I get to work on really cool projects, I think, and there's never really a dull moment in this job at all. Like every day is full of different and very unique challenges, really. And then, you know, because like we just really have a lot of flexibility to do a lot of things. And then I get to work with people like Mandy Cole. And then, you know, like I just made such really good friends in this job. So I think that's a really cool thing. And then I think also just like very selfishly, there is something that happens to your brain, then you get to do something that does make a difference in somebody's life, like even if it's a small difference. So I think that satisfaction of being able to do something meaningful.
Well, congratulations on the Women of Distinction, but I also should congratulate you on your sabbatical, that another honor that you received recently. When will you take your sabbatical?
I think starting in July.
Ah, and as a person who seems to be working at what could be a 24/7 kind of job, this must be really a wonderful opportunity.
You know, I'm pretty excited. But I also, you know, the Glory Hall right now has such an amazing crew. We just have such amazing staff that it actually, you know, like it's been a lot easier ever since we moved to the new facility to actually do this job. And then also, you know, like we're definitely not alone here. We have our really amazing partners that we're working with all the time. So it's a little bit bittersweet. I mean, I really need a break, I think, but also I'll really miss all of my friends / colleagues with whom I get to work every day.
Oh, my goodness. Well, before we go, Mandy is still here with us, Mandy Cole. Mandy, you want to quickly recap for us what we need to know if we want to come out and support the gala?
Sure. Thank you. So you can go to www.awareak.org. That's AWARE's website, awareak.org. And there's a button, very easy to push, and you will be taken to AWARE's Women of Distinction ticket counter, virtual ticket counter. It is a vaccinated event, so we hope to make sure that we're as safe as possible given these wild COVID times. And we're getting kind of down to the wire. It's on Saturday, March 19th. So my hope is that everyone will check out www.awareak.org, get a ticket or two or table, and join us on March 19th at Centennial Hall. We'll be there at 5:30 to get started to honor these incredible women.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today. Congratulations once again to Kitty Eddy and Maria Lovischuk and Gunesh Cheesh for sharing your stories. Mandy Cole, thanks for being here with us again to help us appreciate this Juno tradition. She's director of AWARE. Gunesh Cheesh, so inspiring.